Isn't it crazy to give Mary all the value of our good actions and prayers and to appear before God with empty hands on our judgment day? Well, actually, the answer is no, it's not crazy. And if you'll stick around, we're going to be discussing that on this edition of the Gary Zimek Show. Hey there, welcome to the program. Come on in and make yourself comfortable. My name is Gary Zimek, and it just so happens that I have a place reserved at the table for you. So sit down. I hope you brought your own snack with you, because I don't provide the snacks or the beverages, but I do provide some dialogue. We're going to talk about total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Today is day 6 of our 33-day preparation, and the topic for today's program is, should we really give Mary everything? Part 2. And over the past few days, we began to explore this idea of total consecration. We're going to continue to do this. This week is really centered on St. Louis de Montfort. We're talking about his zeal for growing closer to Christ, his influence on the church, and how 6 popes recommended this total consecration to Jesus through Mary. We talked about what it is that we do when we consecrate ourselves to Jesus through Mary. And on yesterday's program, we began discussing the topic of, should we really give Mary everything? Because what we're doing when we make our total consecration is we're saying, Mary, you can have all of the fruits of the good works that I do, all the graces and all the merit that I earn by doing good works. I'm giving it to you. You take care of it, and you dispose of it as you see fit. Now, today we're going to talk about the idea that on our judgment day, you know, normally what happens, you do good works, you go to your judgment day, and I realize that I'm using imperfect language to describe this. It's kind of hard to describe judgment day and what really takes place, but bear with my imperfect language to discuss something that is really an amazing event. We're going to be judged. We have the merits from all of our good works. Typically, we do. We get to our judgment. We have our merits, and we hand them over to the Lord, and we're judged based on the work that we have done in our lives. That's typically how it works. But once we make our total consecration to Jesus through Mary, it works a little bit differently, because what happens is, we go empty-handed to our judgment day, and we trust that Mary's going to meet us there and put in a good word for us, if you will, and show up with all of our merit to help us get into heaven. And again, forgive me, it's an imperfect way to describe something that's really a lot more beautiful than that, but essentially that's what's happening. Today we will talk about the idea that Mary will meet us there, and should we really trust her? And that's what it comes down to. In the second part of the program, we're also going to look at the Mass readings for today, which is Wednesday of the 23rd week in Ordinary Time. So we've got a lot to cover on the program today. And I want to thank you for your email. I have been getting emails. So far, you're catching me at a good time, so I'm able to respond to the emails. Hopefully, I'm doing a good enough job. If you have questions, send them my way, gary@followingthetruth.com. Including, hey Gary, I'm scared. This is making me nervous. Are you sure I really should be doing this? I'm a little nervous about this Marian devotion, etc. It's okay to ask that question. That's a normal question. If this is your first time through total consecration, I expect you to get a little uneasy. That's why we got 33 days to discuss what we're about to do. Because if it were one day and we laid all this on you in one day and said, okay, you ready? Most of the people that I know would say no. So we give it some time, so we really get to discuss what Marian consecration is all about. But always, please feel free to email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. And also remember that I would love to come to your parish to speak. So if you want to bring me out to talk about consecration, to talk about overcoming anxiety, which is what I'm best known for. I'm known as the worry guy because I speak a lot about allowing the Lord to help you to overcome anxiety. So I could talk about any number of different topics. That's how I really make the bulk of my living in addition to writing. I go out and speak at parishes. So you can find out more information by visiting my website, followingthetruth.com. There's a list of sample topics. You can find info about how to get in touch with me, or you can see some endorsements of my work. If you want to find out about my books and my recordings, I have 5 talks currently available that you can purchase. You can also find information about those there. But if you get confused, if you have trouble navigating the website, just shoot me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. How about if we pray? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day to know you, to love you, to serve you. Thank you for all of the blessings you've given to us in our lives. We're very grateful. We are thankful for your love. We're thankful for your never-ending mercy. We're thankful for the gift of the Blessed Mother. We ask you, Father, to help us, to bless us, to strengthen us as we continue to proceed down this 33-day preparation road and head toward total consecration. Father, I turn the program over to you. I ask you to speak through me today. And please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her prayers as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I forgot the pray for us is at the end, right? Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Louis de Montfort, pray for us. How to get that in? I don't want to forget that. We need these saints praying for us, especially as we go through this consecration. Okay, the beverage du jour today. We're going with the hot beverage today. Here we go. I have some decaf coffee with a little bit of cream in it. That's the beverage du jour today. Not Mystic Monk coffee today, even though you know how much I love Mystic Monk coffee today. It's some coffee I picked up in the supermarket. Not bad, but nothing like Mystic Monk. Let's talk about what's really important today, though. Should we really give Mary everything? And, you know, as we go through, please don't feel funny about questioning. Don't feel funny about having hesitation. Don't feel funny about doubt. It's normal. It really is. I want you to reach out if you're not sure, if you're uneasy, if you need a little reassurance, if you need an explanation, gary@followingthetruth.com. That's what I'm here for. It's an honor to be able to lead you on this journey, so never hesitate to reach out to me. Okay, should we really give Mary everything? Part 2. Father Gately writes, okay, so yesterday we looked at how, even when we fully consecrate ourselves to Mary, we give up the right, I'm sorry, yesterday we looked at how, when we fully consecrate ourselves to Mary, we give up the right to distribute the grace of our prayers and merits to others. So we're voluntarily giving up this right to give up the right to distribute our prayers and merits to whom we choose. And we talked about yesterday how Mary will not be outdone in generosity, and she's not going to let our family members suffer, and she's going to really enhance or beef up our prayers so that there will be even more graces to go around. And honestly, it is a matter of trust. You're going to have to make the decision. Do I trust enough in Mary? Or do I trust enough in Jesus to, if I give this up, will Jesus and Mary come through for me? Okay, today he said, but we saw that it all works out better in the end. I agree. Now today we turn to ourselves. Isn't it crazy to give to Mary all the value of our good actions and prayers and so appear before God with empty hands? No, it's not crazy. Isn't it a good thing he said that? Because if he did say it, we'd all be in trouble, right? Remember, Mary is not outdone in generosity. If we give her all our merits, she'll give us all of hers. And that's a big deal. Father goes on to say, I once read a story about a saint on earth who had a vision of heaven. In her vision, she saw the saints in heaven in their different degrees of glory, With some saints, she was astonished because they had risen so high in glory as to be worshiping God with the seraphim, the highest choir of angels. Another time I read a passage in the diary of St. Faustina in which Faustina had a similar vision of heaven. She related that if we were to see the differences among the degrees of glory in heaven, we would willingly suffer anything on earth just to move one degree higher. After reading these testimonies, I say to myself, I not only want to go to heaven, but I want to reach the highest degree of glory in heaven that I possibly can. There's an easy way for us to do this. We give Mary everything. We rely not on our own merits, but on hers. St. Louis explains, "The Most Holy Virgin, who never lets herself be outdone in love and liberality, seeing that we give ourselves entirely to her, meets us in the same spirit. She also gives her whole self and gives it in an unspeakable manner to him who gives all to her. She causes him to be engulfed in the abyss of her graces. She adorns him with her merit. She supports him with her power. She illuminates him with her light. She inflames him with her love. She communicates to him her virtues, her humility, her faith, her purity, and the rest. In a word, all as that consecrated person is all Mary's, so Mary is all his." Now, despite these consoling words, one might still be troubled and say, that's great. I'm all for having a high degree of glory in heaven. But what I'm worried about is purgatory. I'm afraid that if I give away all of my merits, even to Mary, that I'll have to suffer in purgatory for a long time. Now, you have to admit, that thought has probably crossed your mind. It's a little scary to give away all your merits, as much as you want to be assured that your prayers are helping out your spouse or your friend or your child or your father or somebody. It's even scarier when it involves you. When you are the one who is standing before the Lord being judged and knowing that you're depending on Mary to come through for you. That's scary. But this is where we have to make that decision. You don't have to do it today. Are you going to trust that Mary's legitimate? Are you going to trust what the church teaches about Mary? But let's hear what St. Louis de Montfort says to this idea of this objection about having to suffer in purgatory for possibly a long time. This objection, which comes from self-love and ignorance of the generosity of God and His Holy Mother, refutes itself. You see, St. Louis, one of the things I like about him, he doesn't pull any punches. He tells it like it is, so he's going to give it to us straight. And he tells us we're concerned about ourselves. This is self-love and the ignorance of the generosity of God. "A fervent and generous soul who gives God all he has without reserve so that he can do nothing more, who lives only for the glory and reign of Jesus Christ through his Holy Mother, and who makes an entire sacrifice of himself to bring it about, will this generous and liberal soul, I say, be more punished in the other world because it has been more liberal and more disinterested than others? Far indeed will that be from the truth. Rather, it is toward that soul that our Lord and His Holy Mother are the most liberal in this world and in the other, in the orders of nature, grace, and glory." And then Father ends with, "Okay, this settles it." And we get a gentle rebuke on top of it all. St. Louis repeats the important point. Mary is not outdone in generosity. If we are especially generous with her, then she'll be especially generous with us. And he makes another good point, the gentle rebuke. He says that these kinds of concerns come from self-love. So yes, we should aim high. Yes, we should have holy ambition and want to reach the highest heights of holiness. But our motive should not be self-love. Rather, it should be that we want to please God and give great glory to Him. Ooh, isn't that something? When we want to get to heaven and reach the highest level of heaven, are we wanting to do it because of what we'll get out of it? Or because The higher we go, the more glory we'll be able to give God. Now, if you're like me, that makes you feel a little uneasy, because we have this tendency, because we can be a little selfish sometimes, we have this tendency to look at it and say, well, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? Not what can I do for God? So how do we get over this? How do we get over this inclination towards self-love? Well, we do that through prayer. We do that through turning to the Blessed Mother for help. Because if you are feeling queasy about that, it lets you know that your faith isn't what it should be. I mean, that's the honest truth. And it also lets you know that maybe your motives are a little more selfish than they should be. And if that's the case, doesn't it make sense that we need a little help, right? That's why Mary can help us. All right, and Father concludes with, we should keep this important point in mind when tomorrow we read about some of the awesome benefits of being consecrated to Mary. I just want to remind you that he mentioned in the beginning of the book, and I talked about it in our introductory show, he uses the term consecrated to Mary or Marian consecration interchangeably with the full title of what we're doing, which is total consecration to Jesus through Mary. So don't let the language get you bent out of shape. Remember that we are doing this consecration to Jesus. We're consecrating our lives to Jesus through the hands of Mary. It's not just being done directly to Mary. Okay, there's a big difference there. And I think we can't forget that, because it is important. It's an important distinction. Today's prayer: Come Holy Spirit, living in Mary, help me to give great glory to God by giving all that I have to Mary. Amen. Now, what I'd recommend you do, this is day six already. What I would recommend that you do is, if you have the book, feel free to go back through the material prior to this and review it. You don't have to spend a lot of time, but just review it. I would recommend that you don't read ahead, because you start reading ahead, you're going to lose sight. You're going to lose the focus off the primary day's material. We want to keep, pardon me, we want to keep focused on the main day's material. And you can review if you'd like, but it's a good idea to not get too far ahead, if you know what I mean. And as always, if you have questions, let me know. Gary@followingthetruth.com. Tomorrow we'll take a look at, pardon me, got this frog in my throat. Need to resort to taking a sip of my beverage. Tomorrow we're going to look at a quick, easy, and secure way to holiness. And believe it or not, you ready for this? Tomorrow is the final day of the first week of our total consecration preparation. On Friday, we launch into week two, which is a look at St. Maximilian Kolbe. So tomorrow we'll conclude our look at St. Louis de Montfort. And remember, to put it all into perspective, the first week, St. Louis de Montfort, then St. Maximilian Kolbe, and then after that, we look at Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Then finally, we focus on St. John Paul II. After that, we have 5 days of review, and then we make our consecration. So you can see, we are really flying through this, but I just want you to relax. I want you to try to just take it all in and listen as we talk about these topics. And you're going to get a lot out of this. You're going to learn a lot about devotion to the Blessed Mother. You may be confused about why you should be devoted to the Blessed Mother. You may be concerned that drawing close to Mary will take you away from Jesus. And again, I'll tell you, I'll keep repeating this because it's absolutely true. These are valid concerns. These are logical questions, and we need to answer these questions. I mean, certainly there's some faith required here, but I need to make sure that you're on board with what we're doing. And so did St. Louis. That's why he allows for 33 days of preparation. So, as always, if you have questions, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. And now, as I like to do, we have about 10 minutes left in the program. I really invite you to stick around, because I think this will be important. You're going to get to hear the Lord speak. You heard me speak. You heard Father Gately speak. We quoted from St. Louis de Montfort. But now we're going to open up our Bible, look at today's daily mass readings and let the Lord speak, which is an incredibly important thing to do. We really should be doing this every day. That's why I like to feature the mass readings on the program. So today's first reading comes from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians, chapter 3, verses 1 through 11. And he says something in here that I really want to share with you. I'm going to read the whole thing to you, but something really hit me today. Brothers and sisters, if you were raised with Christ, think what is above. I'm sorry, if you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. Put to death, then, the parts of you that are earthly: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and the greed that is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming upon the disobedient. By these you too once conducted yourselves when you lived in that way, but now you must put them all away. Anger, fury, malice, slander, and obscene language are out of your mouths. Stop lying to one another, since you have taken off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed for knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. Wasn't that a great reading? The line that really hit me, and in fact I shared this on Facebook because it's so powerful today, was that St. Paul said, think of what is above, not of what is on earth. You know, I think that is the key not only to experiencing peace in your life, because when you start doing that, when you start thinking of heavenly things and heavenly treasure, once you start thinking about that, you're going to be a lot more peaceful, because you're going to realize that this life is temporary and your problems are temporary. Now, that takes practice. This is something that you have to work on every day. It's not just something that you're going to learn overnight. Because there is something about the attraction of this world. It just sucks us in. And material things and the problems of the world, they just tend to get our full attention. But that's why it's so great that you're making this total consecration retreat. Because each day, you're taking at least 30 minutes to sit back, think about the Blessed Mother, think about Jesus, hear the Word of God as we're doing right now, and retreat from the world for a little bit. We need to do that every day. And you're going to see, the more you do it, the more you will grow closer to Christ, and you're going to care less about the things that drove you crazy before. That doesn't mean that you ignore your responsibilities and problems in this life. No, you have to take care of them. But you don't have to let them rule over you. You don't have to let them make you upset. You don't have to lose sleep because you're worried about your problems. You're going to start to trust the Lord more. Think of what is above. Think of the finish line. One day, these problems, they're not going to mean anything. One day, you have this opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, to live with the Lord forever in his heavenly kingdom, where there are no problems, there's no money worries, there are no health issues, no stress, no aches and pains. You're going to be with the Lord. That's a wonderful opportunity. And you're called to that. Not everybody's going to take the time to listen to a program like this. Not everybody's going to take the time to take their faith seriously. Most people aren't. But you do. And that's a good thing. So you're well on your way. The responsorial psalm, the Lord is compassionate toward all his works. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and highly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom, and speak of your might, making known to men your might and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingdom for all ages, and your dominion endures through all generations. The kingdom of God lasts forever. This world is not going to last that long. When you put it into perspective, forever and how many ever years you live in this life, there's a huge difference there. If you put all your eggs in the basket of this life, you're going to be in trouble. We have to make sure that we start preparing for the life of the world to come. That's why we're doing total consecration. That's why we have a relationship with the Lord. But it's not something that happens automatically. That's where you and I have to work. You're off to a good start by doing this total consecration. The gospel is from Luke chapter 6, verses 20 through 26. Raising his eyes toward his disciples, Jesus said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude and insult you and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestor treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. But woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." Now this is St. Luke's version of the Beatitudes. We're probably more familiar with Matthew's version. But the message is essentially the same. Things in this life might not always go our way, but in heaven, we will receive the reward that we deserve. None of us deserve to get to heaven, but through the goodness and the unlimited mercy of God, he allows us to do so. All he asks is that we cooperate with the grace that he gives us and do the best we can. Which might not even be much. It might not even be much. But here's what happens. When we turn to the Lord and ask for the grace that we need to become holy, to become a saint, he's not going to say no. And that is what we're doing with total consecration. We're saying, hey, you know what, Lord? I've done a pretty bad job of this. I haven't lived out my baptismal promises. I mess up all the time. Here's this option that you're giving me. You're giving me your very mother to help me. I'm going to say yes because I really love you and I want to get to heaven and live with you, Lord. So I'm going to say yes and make my total consecration. So that's what we're doing. Essentially, that's what we're doing. And this is going to get really good. Today is day 6. Tomorrow, we close out the first week. And you'll see, you're going to learn so much as we go through this total consecration retreat. But believe it or not, I am out of time now. I get really excited, don't I? Yeah, I really do. I really am passionate for talking about the Lord and this total consecration devotion. It's a life changer. That's why I get so excited. But I thank you for tuning in tonight. God willing, I'll be back tomorrow night, and I hope you'll be able to join me as well. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me. You know my email address, gary@followingthetruth.com. I do hope you have a wonderful night, and thanks so much for stopping by. It really makes my day to be able to chat with you about the Lord and the good news of the Catholic Church. So have a great night. God bless you. I'll be praying for you. Please pray for me and for everyone who is making their total consecration. Take care.